As promised, though, now let's go to Israel. Itamar Marcus is the director of the Palestinian Media Watch. Their website address is palwatch.org. You need to go there. You need to sign up for their alert email, which they send out when something is really informative that you need to know about is in the wind. So that, again, is the location where you go, palwatch.org. And tomorrow, let me get right into the conversation I want to have with you. You put out information about a call for jihad in Jerusalem. Seems to me it was the Minister of Religious Affairs in the Palestinian Authority who made that statement, and then Mahmoud Abbas, president of the Palestinian Authority, endorsed it by applauding for it. What's it all about?
It's the Minister of Religious Affairs, Mahmoud Habash, and he is a very close person to the head of the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas. He was appointed by Abbas, and what he said was, we know that the jihadi fighters from around the world are going to Syria and wasting their lives there in Syria because they're being killed in Syria. Don't they know that instead of going to Syria, they should be going to Jerusalem, meaning all these jihadi fighters, and there are hundreds and hundreds of them, he's calling them to go literally and be involved in a fight against Jerusalem. What's significant is this is not some spiritual jihad. It's not some, as some apologists sometimes try to say, there are people who are there killing, murdering, being killed, and that's what he's telling those people to do. Don't go to Syria to kill people. Go to Jerusalem, kill the Israelis, liberate Jerusalem, so-called liberate Jerusalem. And this is coming from the highest of the Palestinian Authority. And then Mahmoud Abbas, who's the chairman of the PA, when he says those words, do the jihad in Jerusalem, you see him clapping.
Let me ask this. Is this radical rhetoric that we're talking about among the Palestinian leaders, or is this a viable possibility that they want these jihadists to come into Jerusalem? I mean, are they moving in that direction and making plans for it?
I think what they're doing is they're sending a message to their own people. Israel, you know, isn't going to allow the jihadis in Syria to cross the border. He's sending a message to his own people that ultimately, intifada-style murders, we might call on you to do this again, killing to get the Jews out of Jerusalem is something that's possibly down the line. It's a very, very terrible message to his people, because once you say that message, your people are then going to go do that on their own. As you know, in the last few weeks, last few months, since we started peace talks with the Palestinian Authority, there's been a tremendous increase in the number of terrorist attacks, way, way more than you know being reported in the United States, I can assure you. There are terrorist attacks, stones being thrown at cars that are driving by, many people being injured, a lot of cars being smashed up. This is happening all the time, and it's happening during the peace talks, and it's because of statements like this by Abbas. He comes and he claps at this message of jihad in Jerusalem. That is a message to all those people. Go out there, throw more stones, maybe stab another Israeli, maybe shoot another Jew. Those are the messages Abbas is sending to his people, and we'll see, probably in the next few weeks or months, people responding to this.
You know, that's happening in the northern part of the area of the Palestinian people, just north of Jerusalem in Ramallah, where Fatah, that's the segment of the body politic of the Palestinian people that is under the control of Mahmoud Abbas, also president of the Palestinian Authority. But at the same time, in the Gaza Strip, Hamas, one of their officials making the statement, Itamar, Israel will be gone by 2022. Now, I've heard that there's a Palestinian prophecy. I think it was by Sheikh Yassin who established Hamas there in the Gaza Strip. What do you know about this, and where were they getting this date of 2022?
For a long time, they've been saying that date. There are different interpretations of how they reached that date. The point is, though, that it gives them motivation to want to fight Israel more. It gives them belief that all they have to do is fight and they can destroy Israel more. The Hamas is always looking to encourage people for even more so often than the PA, and certainly more openly than the PA, to go and commit terror attacks against Israel. So when you give someone a number to focus on, I think psychologically it will increase terror more and more as we approach that number.
Do you know of the fact that Yassin may have made that statement or not?
We've been hearing that statement for a long time, and I don't think it's been only the Hamas. I think we've heard it from the Palestinian Authority as well, although not very recently.
And then I have to ask you about this report coming out of the Gaza Strip. They're training teenage young men, to fight the next battle with Israel. I think something like 13,000 have been trained in the area of being suicide bombers and fighting for the life of the Palestinian people, the Palestinian state. Is that a correct report?
Yes, and unfortunately, they're not just fighting for the lives of the Palestinians. The Palestinian people aren't really under threat. They're fighting to kill Israelis and Jews because Hamas believes that they have the destiny to kill Jews. The Hamas charter says specifically that the hour of resurrection won't come until Muslims fight the Jews and kill them. In their charter, they teach this to their people, they teach this to their children. When you kill a Jew, you are bringing around about the redemption of the world. You are bringing the redemption of humanity closer. It's not a negative act to kill a child, a baby, an infant. It's a positive act. This is Hamas' religious ideology. This is Hamas' interpretation of Islam. So it's no wonder that they will train the teenagers. And like I say, they're not training them to defend themselves. They're training them to go out and to kill.
Wow. Wow. What a very concerning report coming out of the Gaza Strip. Well, we have the privilege and opportunity of getting this information because of a team of Jewish people in Israel, led by Itamar Marcus. It's the group called Palestinian Media Watch. They take an opportunity to listen to all of the electronic media, radio and television, and look at the print media, accumulate all of these facts that Itamar brings to our attention and helps us know exactly what's happening in that part of the world. Itamar, thank you so very much for you and your team's work. We appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
Great talking to you. Have a good weekend.